This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Merit Auctions, bringing you over 100 years of experience. MeritAuctions.com. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers need to be early and active when managing post-emergence weeds. We'll have more from Beck's Hybrids right after this.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more.
With most of the crops planted at this point, it's time to be thinking about post-emergence weed management already. Northeast Iowa Beck's agronomist Lee Konigsfeld said it's important to take care of weeds while they are still small and easy to kill.
As soon as we dry out from this storm here, it'll be heavy into post-spraying applications on corn, trying to make sure we get those weeds under control. Remember, the smaller the weeds are, the better. We don't want to try to take down 1 to 2 foot tall water hemp, giant ragweed, you name it. The bigger they are, the harder they are to kill, and the more and more issues we're having with herbicide resistance every year, it seems like.
When it comes to attacking those weeds, Konigsfeld said an active and early strategy will keep fields clean.
Do yourself a favor and get out there early. Be proactive on the herbicide side of things and make sure we are layering our residuals in. So that is the big thing. Keep the field clean with your knockdown, your pre's and everything like that, and then layer in a residual with that post-pass. A lot of our co-pack herbicides nowadays have that residual product built in, which is nice. But for guys doing their own spraying and maybe they're making their own mixes, so to speak, make sure we're not skipping that layered residual, because you could be paying for it and trying to run in there with drop nozzles later in the season, which nobody even wants to go down that road.
For more information, visit BexHybrids.com. For this story and much more, head on over to our website at IowaAgNet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.